You know, we can compare reality, what we actually accomplished, with the goals that we set.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today on the Gentle Art of Crushing It show, where we focus on learning and sharing with our listeners all there is to know about how to create success in our lives. This show stands on the shoulders of giants. Our mission is to empower and inspire our listeners to create the life of their dreams whilst having a blast in the process. Let's celebrate life together. Welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you so much for watching another episode of The Gentle Art of Crushing It. I don't know if you're listening or watching, but either way, I appreciate you very much and am super grateful for you. So, what is the topic of today's episode? It is, you know, hey, we are now in 2024. It's the 2nd of January, 24. And so it's a perfect time to look back at our past year and see what we learned from it. Okay. Essentially review our last year. Okay, this is why I personally love goals. I love goal setting, and I think we should make them public. Okay, because it's real easy for us to write, down a goal in a notebook and then, you know, set it aside and totally forget about it, which makes it hard to track later. Okay, so however you're setting goals, it's a great idea to, you know, write them down and be able to track them later. Because, you know, as we go and we're taking a look at 2023 in review, we can take a look at, hey, the goals that we set for ourselves and where we did. You know, we can compare reality, what we actually accomplished, with the goals that we set. With that being said, you know, I strongly believe in the 10X, you know, Grant Cardone, 10X. A lot of people talk about 10X, Dan Sullivan, Dr. Benjamin Hardy, 10X is easier than 2X. They're right, by the way. Listen to that book or read it. It is phenomenal. I love those guys. But 10X your goals, okay? Because you don't actually, you know, no, you might just hit that goal. All right. You might just hit 50%, but a lot of times, let's say you even hit 25%. A lot of times, you know, 25%, of a 10X goal, right, is going to be more than, you know, what we would have written, shot for initially. So that's a little bit of my two cents on, you know, goal setting for the year, why it's so powerful. And then I want to share with you a story of a friend of mine. Okay. This friend of mine has a real estate portfolio that is in the tens of millions. Okay. And his goal, it's not at 100 million this year. Okay. But the goal that he set for himself in 2023 was to hit 100 million. Okay. He started at 15 million in the portfolio and he wound up not hitting his goal. Okay. But he did hit 30 million. Okay. And so this is an example of why 10Xing your goals and then reviewing them every single year, and even more like, hey, once a week would be ideal, or daily would be ideal, once a week, once a month, once a quarter at least. Take those goals out and review them daily. Another, you know, sort of a success habit that I've put into play is, you know, sort of refining these goals down to, hey, most important next steps, which Brandon Turner, I believe, coined. Either way, I got it from him. And so I'm going to give him credit there. What is your most important next step? Now, all of us can wake up in the morning and write down probably 10 to 15 most important next steps. What I will tell you is this idea, you know, of having no more than three, I learned from Dan Sullivan. I want to say Warren Buffett says have, you know, no more than five. And, you know, some people will say no more than one for the day, right? One goal that will really move the needle forward for that day or for that week. And then implement that and then track it, right? Or three maximum for the day. Dan Sullivan essentially says, I'm paraphrasing, so I might butcher it a little bit, but Dan Sullivan says, you know, he gives himself three targets to hit for the day. Once he hits those targets, he knows he's had a successful day. He can unplug and go on to, like, you know, the living the life of his dreams again. Not to say that he doesn't live the life of his dreams while he's working, because I believe he truly enjoys it. And so, you know, again, the year in review, 2023, a couple of success habits. I want to throw one more success habit your way. And then we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, well, we've talked a bit about setting goals, but I want to throw you a challenge and, you know, that'll be at the tail end. Okay. So one idea that I learned from Jason Dries, who wrote this book right here, a friend of mine, super amazing coach, you know, super amazing human being. And so this concept is, how can I, you know, do goal A, B, C, D and make it fun and easy? Tony Robbins said something like, the quality of the questions that we ask ourselves dictates or determines the quality of life that we experience. So this goes right along those lines. How can I earn $10,000 and make it fun and easy? Well, okay, let's say, I don't know. We can wholesale real estate. I don't want to cold call a bunch of people, you know, and so that's going to be not a fun way to do it, but it is a way to, you know, create 10K. But this is just an example. How can we make that fun and easy? Well, what would be fun and easy for me is finding a partner out there who has some funds that they want to invest. I tell them, hey, I want to partner with you on this. We need a little bit of money to source the lists, to source a VA or two, and to pay for some software that we could, you know, text people, call people through. So, you know, that would be fun and easy. And then me and that partner, hey, we are going to actually manage this together and we're going to hit 10K a month. Okay. So that's just a way that you can put that fun and easy, you know, question. Fun and easy. It's not always going to be fun and easy, but really the goal of that question is how to make it funner and more easy than it would have been had you not ever asked that question in the first place. You know, so the opposite. It's almost like, it's not necessarily default, but I would say it's almost like, and I'm saying this tongue in cheek, it's almost like by default, our mind goes, what is the most dirtiest, horrible, worst, you know, grind that I could ever do in towards accomplishing this goal. And I don't want to put that evil on you, right? But like, that's where my mind goes a lot of times when I think of a goal. I'm like, this is just too overwhelming. I just want to forget it right now. Teamwork makes the dream work. And in real estate, you will notice that, you know, it is truly a team sport. You got to network like crazy. You got to work with people. You've got to see who you can add value to. And, you know, for me, I'm a total newbie in real estate. And I'm just going to always claim that because I always want to be learning. I always want to be the dumbest person in the room, you know, spending time with those who are much more experienced and much more skilled than me, you know, and learning from them. But with that being said, the flip side, okay, want to be sharing and, you know, having mentees as well so that you can continue to, you know, pay it forward. This has gotten a little bit off of the year in review. I want to share some success tactics with you. Now, I'm going to circle back to wrapping this up, you know, to my challenge to you. And that is, we are having an episode released later this month, which is all about goal setting. My challenge is you listen to that episode, take what you learned from that episode, and then go and write some huge goals for yourself. Let's make this life magnificent. We only have one. You know, think about other people, care for other people, and, you know, ensure that those around you, you know, are feeling loved. And you deserve this life of your dreams, to create the life of your dreams. And that is a fact. And I know that you know that in your heart of hearts. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up another episode of The Gentle Art of Crushing It. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode. And, you know, I hope 2024 is simply amazing for you.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of The Gentle Art of Crushing It. It was an amazing episode. We know we sure learned a lot, and we hope you did as well. We want to take a second and thank you so much for viewing or listening to this episode. And please just know that we only ask for one favor, and that is to make this life magnificent. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.